This poem is called Turning 52. It's taken until now to tune into the miraculous presence of birds. I knew there were birds before. I'd heard them singing. Not like this. Not like the earth depended on it. Finally, I've got round to learning the name of the tree that grows on the footpath outside our house. It's a sycamore. And last year, someone gave me the gift of a hazel tree cutting, which I carried home on the back of my bike before throwing it in the corner of the garage where it lay unwatered for 6 months before the man of the house took it upon himself to dig a random hole in our front garden and plant it there. When I turned 52 last October, I saw the knee-high hazel tree cutting planted there in our front garden and took to watering it every week, took to chatting with it, took to admiring its tightly held secrets, until one morning in spring I opened my eyes, and there where once was only brown, 26 letters of a new alphabet unfurled in green, the answer to a question I'd been too afraid to ask. This poem explores for me the shift in perspective that happened when I hit my 50s, and I think it's quite universal in terms of that particular period or stage in our lives. You know, my mother had died a few years before I wrote the poem, and my father was to die a year later. So I was very aware not just of their passing but also my own sense of my own mortality, and a lot, you know, that shift in perspective certainly gave me a much deeper appreciation of nature, and although, as you can hear from the poem, I'm certainly no gardener, flowers and plants shiver in terror when they see me coming, but there was something extraordinary about that feeling of just noticing things in a very, very different way. It was almost as if the universe was shaking me by the shoulders and asking me to sit up and take notice of what was important.